2 Corinthians chapter 12. Now the subject matter tonight is you're really going to have to love me. You're really going to have to love me because we're about to have a revolution in aspect and what we're about to deal with, something that had been a hindrance to us for a long time. And the Lord apostolically is about to dig it up and show you what had been happening to you, and where with many prayers and many confession, affirmation, you have not been able to get there. So in our setting tonight, I thought about my father. He's gone home to be with the Lord. Brother Hagin, I learned from him how to move in the Spirit. Had the self-same anointing, but I learned how to move in the Spirit by being with him for many years. And tonight would be one of those nights that I will pause and let the Holy Spirit work with us. And I already feel his presence. Now I know when all that stuff was going on with the shirt and all that stuff, that's because he knows something about to happen, so he's trying to get you out off base. The Apostle Paul was a chief apostle. He had more revelation, man, and insight than all the apostles. Here in 2 Corinthians 12, before I give you the subject, I'm going to read this, because when I give you the subject, it's really going to deal with your life in a roundabout way. So Paul began to talk about a man, but he's talking about himself, but he's talking in two different dimensions. There's Paul, who was in the flesh, and there was Paul, who was in the Spirit. Yes, sir. Two different men, but one man. And it's according to where you're operating from. It's going to determine how much you can move in the supernatural. There are substitutes, there are outer things that may tell you this is the step you take, this is the step you take, but the supernatural is an inside step. It has to come from your inner man, or you have a substitute and you think you're operating in the supernatural. So Paul here revealed to us in chapter 12, verse 1, and like I said, I'll give you the subject in a while, then we'll work with it. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. You see where he's starting off at? You see, they had thought he was a boasting apostle because so many things that happened in his life. He said, I will come to vision and revelation of the Lord. Now, if you don't boast, if you don't glory in yourself, that's when you'll come to vision and revelations of the Lord. You see that? Now he goes on to talk in the second person, but he's talking about himself. But there's a part of you don't know. See, he was in a dimension in the Spirit. That person he didn't really know. That person went places. He don't know whether he went with him or not, his body. He didn't know whether he went with him or not. All he knew, he was caught up. And I want you to get this. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, talking about himself now, but he talked, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Everybody here?
Yes, sir.
And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Now that, oh, Bakatala, that's where the supernatural come in at. Some things you cannot explain.
Right. Yes, sir.
You just walk in it. People have to catch it. There are many not going to catch it because they're not in it.
Yes, sir.
But if there are those who are hungry and thirsting, when things like this are being revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, you feel that?
Yes, sir.
You can catch it.
Yes, sir.
What I say you can do?
Catch it.
Yeah, you can catch it. See, something you can't read it.
Right.
Some things in the supernatural have to be caught.
Yeah.
Some things in the Spirit, you have to catch those things. I the best word I can use, It's in another realm. It's not in your sensical realm. It's not in the natural. It's not in the emotion. You just got to catch it. It's in the spirit. It passed you by if you don't watch yourself. It get misty. It's a mystery. But those who hung and thirst, they would be right into it. So he says here, in the third verse again, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. But God knows. See, that's the supernatural. I cannot tell. Some things I cannot tell. I cannot explain what happened to me, but I know it happened. But God knows exactly what happened.
Yes, sir.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, he says in the fourth verse, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words. Now, he's talking about himself, but he's not owning it, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Notice what he says in verse 5 now, because I'm taking you somewhere. In verse 5, he says, of such a one will I glory. I glory in that one that I don't fully understand. But I know that one that I'm glorying in make contacts I can't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See. Here's a man talking about glorying in a dimension that he knows is beyond himself. But yet the dimension is in him. But yet he's not taking no credit for it, because as soon as he take credit, the dimension is over. How that he was caught up into paradise. You better listen to me, or you're gonna flake out when I get a subject. You better listen now. And heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory. Wait a minute. Verse 5.
Yep.
But in mine infirmities.
Yep. Yes, sir.
We done got into the word of faith and the full gospel. In the church of God in Christ, and we know how to make confession and affirmation, and we begin to say a whole lot of things and just say those things, and don't be caught up. We just, the Spirit of God said, I ain't messing with that. They're not even recognizing me. Now they think they're me. And so there's a religious spirit that keeps the supernatural from flowing. The church's not really seeing nothing right now. The church is not progressing like she should.
Yes,
the church is not showing forth the power and the evidence that she should be showing behind what God have done for us through Christ. And so this week, God want to change that.
Yes,
now, notice Paul say, I glory in my infirmity. You see, he recognized I have a need all the time. In the spirit world, you always have a need, no matter how much you think you got it made, you always have a need for God to move on your behalf. To our glory, but in my infirmity. Under verse 6, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. I know we don't have no fools around here, right? Always talking about yourself. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears me. Now listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. I got to read this. Verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. What did he say? Abundance of the revelation. Say abundance of the revelation. Yeah, you got to have abundant revelation to walk in the supernatural. The supernatural cannot manifest without revelation. The more revelation you have, the more manifestation you're going to have.
Yes, sir.
There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, he prayed about it. I besought the Lord twice, that it might depart from me. And look at verse 9 now. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Look at what he said here. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Then Paul said this, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Wait a minute, here. You see that? He said in the 10th verse, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Y'all ready? Y'all sure you're ready? I heard these words, empowered by the supernatural or embalmed by the system. With fear and trembling, I'm preaching this, boy. This is something, man. I heard that empowered by the supernatural or embalmed by the system. And he went on to say to me, embalmed not only by the system, but embalmed by yourself. Embalmed by Satan. Because you can't handle him. You don't know how to move beyond him. Because you're trying to articulate the spirit. Or regulate the spirit. And it's unreal. Now, when you said embalmed with fear, worry. Listen to this last statement. Normal living. Most Christians are embalmed with normal living. Yes. Oh, they got all the accolades and all the sissies, you know, but I'm talking about normal living. It is not working. They see it in the book, but it never manifests in their life like it should because they're embalmed by religion. Yes, sir. Yep. Here's what he said. I'm going to give you a few things. Embalmed means dead and not moving in the spirit. Now, empowered means make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights. Let me get that again, boy. This is powerful, man. Now, when you're empowered by the supernatural, when you're empowered, it makes someone stronger and more, and they have more confidence. Especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights. Ooh. Tonight, the Holy Spirit wants to put you in the position to judge what's happening to you. And when it's not working right, knowing and having the power to change it. Yes, sir. God has a divine exchange system that belongs to your every action. See, you can't correct something if you don't know it's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Empowered by the spirit of the supernatural, embalmed by Satan and the secular life, including the world system and the religious system. That's why the church, that's why ministers, the church is not moving in the supernatural like they should because they're trying to move on their own plane. And yet Paul give us the whole lineup. Jesus announcing his ministry. Turn to Luke 4:18. Jesus announced that he was anointed for the supernatural output.
Yes, sir.
He gave Luke 4:18. Mm-hmm. Four or five things he talks about that. Spirit of the Lord is on me. Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes,
I'm not going to do this. The Lord's going to do it.
Because
he have anointed me. That's why he got on me in the anointing. And now I'm about to do some supernatural thing. Preach the gospel. You preach the gospel supernaturally. You preach the gospel like Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, our gospel came to you not in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, because it's not coming from a man. It's coming from somebody who's walking in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
You saw Paul saw his appendices upon the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul said, I didn't come to you with excellent speech. I came to you in fear and trembling and weakness, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, he was dependent on God.
Yes, sir.
So you're not gonna flow in the supernatural until you learn how to add up your infirmities. And recognize there are some infirmities not gonna ever leave you, because if it do, you're gonna go crazy. You're gonna think you God. You're gonna put a robe on and a cap on your head and tell everybody, I can save everybody. You can't save a mosquito with one leg. But I mean that'll come up on you, you see.
Yes,
and you can't let that happen. Now the glory gonna hit this place.
Yes,
the glory gonna hit your house too, I'm telling you. I just got to do what the Lord told me to do. And I'm gonna give you some powerful scriptures to go with this. But there, Jesus laid out that if you're not anointed, you can't function in the supernatural. So he said, he give us four or five things. To preach the gospel, you see, to preach to the poor, you send me to heal the brokenhearted. You see it? To preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's cover everything. I said that cover everything. If you read that prayerfully, it cover, nothing can come up that don't cover. And it's a supernatural anointing. Say supernatural anointing.
Supernatural.
Anointed for the supernatural. Yeah, you're recognizing that you're not doing it.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Here are some of the things the Lord want to ask to bring everybody into this thing. When the Spirit of God hit, you can get that anointing that you need to have to walk empowered by the supernatural and get that embalmed fluid out of you. Nothing there working, you praying, and your life been the same drag the last 10 years. Look at this first thing. Are you embarrassed about any episode that keep coming up in your life that is working against your success? Somebody out there hear what I'm saying.
Right.
Somebody know exactly who I'm talking to. Let me read this again, then I'm going to give you two scriptures to take you out of that mess. Are you embarrassed about any episodes that keep coming in your life that is working against your success? Let's kill it. Luke 10:19. This voice will cause you to walk in the supernatural. Yeah, this voice will cause you to walk. See, now we just go over this voice, just skipping, you know, when speaking like we're so powerful. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion. No. Behold, I give serpent and scorpion power to tread on you. No, that's the way it's been going, though. And over all the power of the enemy. Woo, woo. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Man, you can take that one voice. Take the rest of the Bible. Take the rest of the Bible. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be a bad boy. I can live on this one voice here. The Lord told me, behold, I've given unto you power. Yeah. He told me I can walk on the devil.
Yeah.
Now walk on this system. Walk on the secular world who's trying to hold me down because I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Thank you,
I don't need no other voice. That voice right there.
Right there.
Yes, sir.
But I got another one for you. I got another one for you. Now, that voice will not work without your infirmities. Recognizing that you can't do it yourself.
Yes.
See, there are things we have tried to do with Scripture without God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You didn't hear what I said.
Yes, sir.
There are things we've been trying to do with the Bible without God.
Yes, sir.
In other words, we orchestrated it, but we can't make it happen. We can write it up, but we can't make it come to pass. We can say it, but we can't make it happen.
Yes, sir.
And as long as you think you got that much power, the power not going to move.
Yes, sir.
Because you embalmed with self.
Come on.
You're the walking dead.
Yeah.
When it comes down to moving in the realm and in the blessing and in the glory that God wants you to be in. What God wants you to be, his spokesman. He wants you to walk for him. He wants you to tread upon serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. When a virus come up, he wants you to walk on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When lack come up, he wants you to walk on it. Racism,
yes, sir.
He wants you to walk on it. You got power, but it's not, your power is not being a Negro. Your power is being born again. Your power is, I'm a man of God. Your power is, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Your power is, I'm looking at the cross. Jesus paid for it all.
Yeah, that's the power.
Yes, sir.
Come on, apostle.
That's the power. Glory.
Now, from this night forward, you're going to walk on your problem. Walk on the things that come against you. Because you know it's not you doing it with the scripture. It's the scripture doing it with you. But you stop trying to use the scripture now. And let the scripture use you. Because when you let the scripture use in you, God and the scriptures are synonymous. So when you let the scripture use you, you're letting God use you. And then you have divine backup. Empowered by the supernatural or embalmed by the system. In other words, you're not flowing in the glory at all. You're not flowing in grace like you should flow in it. You're contaminated what God wants done because your flesh keep jumping out. And the Lord told me to kill all y'all tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then raise you back up.
Yes,
sit down. Luke 21:15. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes,
I'm still on number one. Are you embarrassed about any episode that keep coming up in your life that is working against your success? Luke 21:15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom. Should I read it all? Which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Now, brother, I like translation, but some scriptures you don't need to go no translation. This scripture you already translated. The two scriptures I just read now, they don't need no translation, they don't need no amplified, they don't need no NIV. Those two scriptures, that's what's wrong. We go to them translation and we don't get no revelation.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to make it sound good so we can have something to preach. But let the Holy Ghost preach, man. Yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
those two scriptures right there. Stop all the embarrassment. That's another word now. Embarrassment that you're having in your life.
Yes, sir.
See? Oh my, turn to Romans 4. I'm about to make another statement that you can work with to switch from the embalmed system to the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Now many Christians, I don't care what you say, many Christians are living an embalmed life. When it come down to manifestation, when it come down to getting results, when it come down to not being in the same spot 10 and 15 years, the same spot praying all night and then reading the Bible all night and no results, that stuff got to stop. This is what this camp meeting is called about, when the supernatural become real to you. I mean, I'm trying to make it as real as I can. My God. How do you use a subject like this? Empowered with the supernatural, inbound by the system of Satan or yourself. You inbound yourself when you're so self-righteous and you think you can do everything because you prayed a prayer the other night.
Yes, sir.
And three people clapped their hand because you were praying. I see hold of supernatural back. Having excitement without experience. Or have it this way. Let me write this whole thing. Having excitement without without experiencing the results you need and desire. Just excited, but you're not experiencing it. You're not experiencing the result. You have an excitement about the result that you want, but the result is not manifest. Yeah, in Romans 4, let me read that and then go on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's sad. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you had some idea of what the Lord teaching us tonight,
yes, sir.
I mean, you might think, man, that's not a great message. This is one of the greatest messages you ever heard.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to take that embalming fluid out of you.
Yes.
What's holding you from having what God wants you to have. Jesus died that you might be on top, that you might be successful, that you might be healed, that you might be debt free, that you might be happy and have joy and peace, bearing fruits every moment of your life. That's what the Lord died for. But the church is just humdrumming around having meeting. Nobody want to have no meeting. I want to meet the Lord. Here in Romans 4, yeah, I want to address this from two verses. I want to address having excitement without experience. Y'all, you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Excitement without experience.
Yes, sir.
Having excitement without experience. Mm-hmm. See? I see it, but I can't get to it. I've said it, but I still can't get to it. That's not what God wants. God wants you to be able to get to it.
Right.
God, yeah, he wants you to have it. So as you read in Romans 4, you read the rest of it, the 20 and 21st verses, what I want to go to. This man, over 100 years old, and the Lord told him to go have his wife going to have a baby, she 100. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And look at verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he's also able to perform.
Yes, sir.
See this pretense have to leave us. Just dressing up like we're all that.
Yes, sir.
But nothing happening.
Right.
We got to be real. Tell a person next to you, you got to be real.
Tell
somebody in your house, you got to be real. Yeah, you got to be fully persuaded that what he had promised. See, if you cannot become fully persuaded unless you're persuaded.
That's right. That's right.
And you can't be persuaded in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
And your flesh always want to answer the door.
Right.
Your flesh always want to give you an answer.
Yep.
And pretend like it's the spirit. Mm. But the results show you it's lying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now notice this. Turn to Ephesians. I'm going to go another route with you here. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You see, I'm taking all the embalming fluid out of your faith.
Yes, sir.
All the embalming fluid out of your life because you're a child of God and filling you with the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
How to operate in the supernatural. That's why I read that Paul said, He glory in his infirmities. You know. Oh my. You know, two things happen when that happened. When you're glory in your infirmity, got one person step up, one aspect of God step up in your life. Mercy.
Yes, sir.
Mercy, powerful man. Mercy.
Yes, sir.
What? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need. See. Mercy don't mess with somebody who think they got it. See. And then that the other character of God steps up when you recognize your infirmity, called grace. Now, boy, mercy and grace can cut up in the supernatural. Oh, yes, sir. Mercy and grace know the supernatural. But you see, mercy and grace cannot work with high-minded people. And most people in the church is high-minded because they got a lot of scriptures they've memorized. Scriptures in your memory is not manifestation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
Yeah. I had people quote scripture to me, and they're quoting. I'm kind of looking at them, you know. They're quoting. Don't look like you. Living like you talking, but I just let them talk. Just talk, just talk. They run him out. God, so good. God, I said, my dog, man, you ought to stop by you a little bit. There, God. They just think everybody in the same boat, but everybody not in the same boat. Somebody done got a bigger boat.
That's right.
All right, everybody want to hear this. Being exposed to unnecessary defeats and repeats. Repeated defeats.
Yes, sir.
Turn to you, Ephesians 6. You find 10 in your Bible, you got a bad Bible. I'm going to preach a little longer, the glory going to hit. It's come 2 or 3 times already.
Yes, sir.
See, you think when somebody explains like this, it's not preaching.
Yes, sir.
Got to be making a noise and humming and jumping all over the place. No, I'm preaching tonight, boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting the embalming fluid out of you.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be more powerful. Listen, you after tonight, you're going to be more powerful. He said, you just throw your hand up, Lord, I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're on your knees talking about God, chapter 5, verse 14. Up, God, I don't know nothing. Tell me the scripture you want me to go. Well, tell me where to go, God. Yeah, we've been ministering to God.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Not letting him minister to us. You see, we come out the ditch, we didn't have no Bible. Then we got a Bible. Oh, Lord, we got a Bible. Then when we got the Bible, we got a little teaching. And Lord, have mercy. We thought, oh, my, almost I don't need God. You know, I got this Bible. No, the Bible don't work without God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Jesus tried to teach that in the beginning of the gospel. He was teaching how you get this. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Somebody who recognized, I can't do it. I need help.
Yes, sir.
He said, heirs are the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
All the heaven back up somebody when they recognize that I can't do it myself. Talk to me here.
Yes, sir.
Heaven go to moving when they hear somebody say, Lord, if you don't come, I'm not going to make it. Heaven go to rolling. Wheels in heaven start rolling like a wheel turning in a wheel. Say, who said that?
Yes, sir.
Here in Ephesians chapter 6, when it says, being exposed to unnecessary defeats and repeats, in the 10th verse of Ephesians 6, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Supernatural, and in the power of his might, glory to God, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, for take on you the whole armor of God that you'll be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, you cannot wear the armor of God high-minded.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Stand therefore, verse 14, having your loins girded with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, hallelujah, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, well, which you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, not through dressing yet. Verse 18. You got to dress up with prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, that's the supernatural right there. See, the prayer, praying in the Spirit, take you into the supernatural. All right, let me hurry. I'm not going to read no more there. Turn to Matthew chapter 3. This somewhat had been left out, but you got to bring it back in. It been left out. I don't know if I'm going to make it past this because I recognize the glory may fall when I read this scripture. This scripture is so needed back into the church and back into our lives. Stand empowered by the Holy Ghost and fire. by the Holy Ghost and fire. Stand empowered by the Holy Ghost and fire. Here in Matthew 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy. There you go. To bear. See, he humbled himself now. He's recognizing, I'm not the man. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I mean, in the modern church, we don't see both of them. That's when our father and my dad, I saw in his walk that the Holy Ghost and fire was upon him. And all those boys, a lot of boys around him didn't understand what he was doing. But he was humbling himself under the mighty hand of God, walking in the Spirit, and the glory would come, man. The glory would come, man. The glory will come, man. The glory will come, man. The glory will come, man. And set out on you. Supernatural things start happening. Blind eyes start being opened. Lamb people start walking.
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen in homes right now.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hallelujah.
Baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Some people just baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you got to have the fire.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Oh, we want to talk about the lake of fire and hell and all that. What about this fire? Living fire, fire to live by, fire to walk in the supernatural by, fire to cast out demons, fire. Living fire. Holy Ghost fire. Present right now.
Yes, sir.
Bring up sickness and disease. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Give me a few more minutes. 12th verse said, who fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the gardener. But he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. Everything that don't need to be in my life, burn it up tonight. God, don't get burn it up, burn it up. Burn, I burn all defeat. Everything that against me, I burn it up. I set it on fire right now. All my enemy going down. Baptized the Holy Ghost in fire, boy. Fire, fire, follow you, man. Burn it up, burn it up, burn it up. Acts 1:8. Let's go over the scripture quickly before I close. But you should receive power. Receive what?
Power.
When? After the Holy Ghost will come up on you. And then after. Then Acts 2:1-4. They got on one accord. Woo! I got to read that one. I think I'm going to shout on that one. I'm going to shout if the Holy Ghost don't move. I think I'm just going to shout. It's shoutable, man. I shout by faith. I saw myself dancing.
Yes, sir.
I should have come out here dancing. The shirt wouldn't have vexed me so much. I might have come out here dancing. I wanted to come out dancing.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You getting blessed?
Yes.
Well, say three hallelujah. Now, we're talking about staying empowered by the Holy Ghost and live. Or by the Holy Ghost and fire. Sometimes I can't read my own writing. It was fire, not live. Staying empowered by the Holy Ghost and fire. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Are we on one accord here tonight?
Yes.
Huh? All right, and suddenly, see, that's one of them supernatural words. Yeah, we've been trying to wait.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you want me to tell you what I'm hearing? Any moment, things will begin to change in your life. Things you've been waiting on for a long time, but just so that faith come by hearing and hearing, by the word of God. And God will carry some things out in people's lives who are listening to me right now.
Yes, sir.
They've been trying to get it carried out. It's not Leroy. It's the Holy Ghost, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost just looking for somebody to use.
Yes,
somebody who don't think they're all that. The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost just looking for somebody to say, I don't know what to do. Just help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Say it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. I need help, Holy Ghost. I need help, Holy Ghost. Help, Holy Ghost. I'm going to dance on purpose. Help, Holy Ghost. Come on, dance with me up there. Help, help, Holy Ghost. What? The Holy Ghost gets stirred up? When the people like that, how many? What? The Holy Ghost gets the Holy Ghost stirred up right now. And he about to stir some things up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On your behalf.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
My goodness. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Where it came from? As a rushing mighty wind. Now I'm going to preach about the wind for this week over. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as of fire. Fire. And it set upon each of them. Ooh, Lord, let the fire set on us tonight. Set on me, fire. Light my fire. Glory to God. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now look with me again, quickly. I'll use the Amplified and NIV on this scripture. Give me the King James Version first. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Get ready to give me the NIV and the Amplified Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. I'm going to close. I ain't through. I'm just going to close, all right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't get halfway. Quench not the Spirit. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Quench not the Spirit. In other words, yield. Flow. Admit you don't know. Yeah, that's why Paul got so many revelations. Paul said, I don't know what to do now. Lost his, you're good at way. And that's what we're going to start doing around here at Word of Life. That's the way you feel that vision. That's prophecy and vision and dreams come by revelation when you yield to the Holy Ghost. Now in the NIV, what it says, same verse. Y'all ready back there? How fast can you go?
That's it.
Do not quench the Spirit. That's it? That's the NIV? Y'all sure? Quench not the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. Give me the Amplified. Give me the Amplified. Do not quench, suppress, or subdue the Holy Spirit. That's the one. Yeah. Quench, suppress, or subdue the Holy Spirit. All right. Good God Almighty. Protect your relationship with God, your friendship with Jesus, and your partnership with the Holy Spirit. Let me get it again. 2 Corinthians 13:14. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Protect your relationship with God, your friendship with Jesus, and your partnership with the Holy Spirit. I'll give you these six or seven steps you can make right quick. Know and walk in these seven supernatural empowerment from the communion of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give them to you. Know and walk in these seven supernatural empowerment from the communion of the Holy Ghost. The first one is know that the Holy Ghost is an advocate. He's the divine lawyer of the supernatural. He's your advocate. He plead every spiritual case. He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. I want to tell you something about him. I was watching a movie the other day. The man said he had 64 kids. He didn't lose. They started cussing so bad I had to leave it alone. But he had 64 cases. He didn't lose. I thought about Jesus. I got a mighty good lawyer.
Yes,
sir. I can go Baptist on you right now, boy. Oh, my God. I got a mighty good lawyer. Never lost a case. Never lost a sickness case, a financial case, family problem. He never lost. If somebody turn it over to him. Just turn it over to him. Just turn it over to him. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, just turn it over to him. I said, turn it over to him. He never lost a case. He's an advocate. He's a counselor. As a counselor, the Holy Ghost, given, listen to this, controlling insight. He gives you controlling insight. In other words, the insight he gives you, he put the situation in your under your control. He gives you what he would do with the situation. He's a comforter. You hear this? Keeping you calm in the storm. The Holy Spirit, he's a comforter. It's supernatural calmness. He's a helper. And when I'm writing my note, I remember he sang this song, Lord, help me to hold out. He's a helper. He's a helper. But you don't have to hold out with the Lord. The Lord can hold things up for you. He can stop it, you see. And then he's an intercessor, knowing I have access to the supernatural throne of God at all times. He's a strengthener, Philippians 4:13. He's a standby. Walking side by side with me on purpose. He always with me. It is my time now, being empowered with supernatural impact. Lack precious faith. The righteousness of God. I'm in 2 Peter now. Multiplied grace and peace. Divine power. Glory and virtue. Exceeding great and precious promises. Partake of the divine nature. Those things come alive when you recognize you can't do it yourself. And then I'm loading my faith to constantly operate in the supernatural. I will never be held back again. I'm in 2 Peter 1, 5 to 11. Just get it. Loading my faith. You see, you got to load your faith. There's some things you have to add to your faith, such as virtue, moral living, living right. When you live a clean life, when David had faulted in the 51st Psalm, David said, ooh, Lord, create me a clean heart. Uh-huh. He repented. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Add to your faith knowledge. Add temperance to your faith. Don't let gossiping, the news media, pull you off and get you all riled up and you go to saying a whole lot of old crazy stuff. Patience. Godliness. Brotherly kindness. And love. And I'll leave you with two things. You will never lose another battle.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You, all you got to do is put the tape on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll never lose another battle. And come on, son. I'm gonna be, and then, listen to this, the second thing I'm going to leave you with. When things don't look right, always know it's being worked out in your favor.
Yes,
can you lift your hand and praise God? It's being worked out in your favor. Remember that you have to have humbleness and meekness. Recognize that you have infirmities. When God uses you, give him the glory. Always give him the glory. Jesus, in the 14th chapter of John, Jesus said, man, you don't know who doing this? I'm not doing this. My Father doing this.
Yes, sir.
But me and my Father, we are one. Mm-hmm. Or my Father and I are one. So what can I take from here tonight, Apostle? Take everything I said. And you'll be fine. You thought I was going to give you one part? All that praying I've been doing, I'm going to give you one part. Take all of it.